Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, Sue. That was beautiful. Well done.
Well done. Grace to you and peace from God, who is our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen.
And think of the places in our culture
where you can do what you're doing right now this morning.
That is, come here as an individual with your own lives, your own experiences, your own uniqueness. And yet when you gather in this place, you are now one with those around you. Despite how different you may be, there's very few places in this world where you can do what you are doing right now. We come here as the Bethel worshiping community. And while it is true that our shared humanity causes us to have very similar experiences, often it is the separate and exceptional experiences of our lives, those experiences, situations, and struggles that make your life your own. But it is those experiences that weigh heavy on your hearts when you enter this place for worship. Now, I hope that you are aware, when you come here, of more than just your own needs and desires. Of course we have them. Of course we come here to have them met, to feel healing and comfort. But we also are coming here, I believe, to be changed. To have our needs changed, to have our desires changed, to move beyond that which is unique to us and to lead us into something greater, a collective whole, if you will, a call that is upon not only my heart, but my neighbor's heart, a call that is upon the heart of those sitting in the pews with me this morning, those who I may not even know, that I'm called from my individual experience into something greater. We are called to seek not just our own satisfaction, but belong to and behave into a vision of God's kingdom, of God's justice, of God's promise, to live into something greater than ourselves, to embrace the wisdom of Christ, His healing message, so that we might then be wounded healers, if you will, in a world that is so very wounded. Our world needs healing, and God has given the world you and me. God has called us to be purveyors of hope and promise, to use our unique individuality, our unique experiences, to make that greater witness that we make in the world even more powerful. For as we hear and use those things that make us uniquely us, those things that make you uniquely you, as you use them in the purpose of the gospel, in the purpose of bringing the message of Christ's healing to this world, then others who are perhaps going through something like you, someone who's experiencing a day not dissimilar to your own, will find in your witness hope. Hope. I just recently saw on Facebook an acronym for HOPE. H-O-P-E. Hang on, pain ends. Hang on, pain ends. Indeed. It doesn't say pain will never come again. It doesn't say that pain is not really, really stinky. But what it says is that it ends. And then you can move into something else. And hang on is a great visual for us today as we think about our lessons. What says hang on anymore than the story we heard today about Jacob? Now, this is a powerful story. It's a powerful story because it reminds us that in our lives, when we are feeling fear And Jacob was, remember what happened? What did Jacob do? He stole his brother's birthright, realized what he had done. Esau then chases him around and Jacob runs. And what we have now is that moment where Jacob's getting ready to pay the piper, or so he believes. Esau is coming upon him and Jacob is in shame and in fear. And I don't know about you, but all of us have had those moments that because of shame, because of fear, because of uncertainty, we have had a dark night of the soul where we wrestled with God like Jacob does. Hang on. Pain ends hope. Well, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, what Jacob does is a powerful image for us in our lives, our individual lives and our collective lives. As we seek to give a collective witness amidst our individual realities, the one thing that I believe not only unites us all, which is our faith, but also this experience of pain. Well, friends, all of us can tell of a time where we cling to God so with all our heart. And that's what Jacob is doing. He clings to God so desperately. He wrestles with God so realistically that he is changed. Literally, from Jacob to Israel, the one who is striven with God. He came to that moment not merely to have his pain eased and his fear and shame reduced, but he came there to be changed, and he was. And we know the rest of the story. He faces that fear and is met by Esau's amazing grace. Hang on. Pain ends. So often it doesn't feel that way. We can perhaps feel like the woman who keeps going to the judge. I love this story. Don't you love this story? I mean, can't you just see? You know, there's people that I have in mind when I read this story. People who would often come to the pastor and tell me the things that they would need to tell me, and finally I'm like, fine, yes, we'll do that. It's none of you, don't worry about it. It's none of you that I'm thinking of when I hear of that story. It's all the people back at my other church who are like that. Of course, if I'm ever at another church than this one, I might say that about you, but that's just what happens. Now, but the reality is, I think of those people who, you know, you think about it, they pester you, they tell you, and finally you go, fine, I just don't want to deal with this anymore. Fine, you get what you want. Occasionally that happens to me as a father when I'm dealing with my children. You know, they get what they want, they pester. Don't you love that story? She keeps coming to the judge, and the judge, who's a bad dude, will not do anything to help her. Finally, he does, purely out of his own self-interest, purely out of his own willingness to not want to have to deal with this annoying woman anymore. And Jesus tells the story and says, that's not how God works. God doesn't answer your pleas. God isn't, you can't badger God into doing your will, is what Jesus is saying. No, on the other hand, God is actively seeking ways to indeed ease your pain. God is actively seeking ways to bring justice into your life. So often, we worry about that. We want that justice. We want that pain to end. We hang on and pray our hearts out for God to heal us and to change us. And he does. Maybe not in our time, but he does. He has. He will. For that is who God has promised to be. That is what makes this message of ours so beautiful. And perhaps our psalmist said it best. Our psalmist is the one who reminds us that the gospel, the promise of Jesus, the promise of the God to whom we can cling in those moments where we feel like we're absolutely at our end,
The God to whom we can cling is the one who gives us a promise that is like honey. The sweet taste of honey in our mouth. Everybody here has tasted honey, I imagine. Anybody here not like it? No. It's a beautiful thing. Think about what feels like it tastes something beautiful. Maybe if it's not honey, maybe it's dark chocolate. That's what works for my wife. Maybe it's chicken wings. Who knows what it is? That sounds good. The gospel's like chicken wings. Whatever it is that is so savory to you, that is what we long for in our lives of faith. And you know what? That's what God promises. That is who God has committed to be. The one who says in the midst of the uniqueness of whatever experience it is that you are having this day that has brought you here, God will be with you. That if you are weighed down like Jacob by past sin, or you are feeling uncertain or shame, God is saying, you are not alone, I am with you. If you are unsure about your professional identity or work possibilities, if you are unsure about personal relationships or struggles, or if you are absolutely done with this whole election thing, God says, I am with you. Cling to me. Cling to my hope. Hang on. Pain ends. Cling to God, knowing, friends, that God is forever clinging to you. Wrestle with God, knowing that God will never run from you. Pray to God with every ounce of your mind, heart, and soul, knowing that God hears your pleas, and God will work every single moment of every single day to bring you the healing that you desire. So hold on. Pain ends. Hope abounds in the Jesus who has created you uniquely to be part of his great throng of believers that promised this world that they too, that it too can hang on, that the pain ends and hope abounds. In Jesus' name, amen.